我们上次谈到了进一是说读经人的分辨。
Last time we mentioned the
sacrifice
first. It's
distinguish about the Bible reader.
Distinguish of Bible reader.
今天我们谈到是进一的分辨。
Today we are going to talk about distinguish of sacrifice.
耶稣就是祭物。
Jesus is sacrifice.
因为他为我们死在十字架上。
Because he died for us on the cross.
所以我们的罪得赦。
So our sins are seen.
所以耶稣成为父神的见证人。
So Jesus is a witness of the Father.
你知不知道什么叫耶稣成为父神的见证人？
Do you know how Jesus is a witness of the God Father?
你们知不知道？知道的，teenage 可不可以举个手？给我一两个答案好不好？什么叫做耶稣成为父神的见证人 ？Witness.
Please give me a couple of answers from the teenagers. How Jesus is a witness of God Father?
他见证父神的品格。
He witnessed the characteristics of the God Father.
这就是见证人。
So this is a witness.
所以耶稣成为父神的见证人，是用因为他见证神的品格。
So Jesus is a witness of God Father because he showed his characteristics, his love.
你们知道什么叫品格吗？
Do you know what are the characteristics?
爱是不是一个品格？
Why is love?
诚实是不是一个品格？
Honesty.
负责任是不是一个品格？
Responsibility.
这是不是品格？这是品格。
Are these characteristics? Yes, they are.
所以一个基督徒要成为神的见证人，就是说我们要让神的品格在我们这一个人身上成长起来。
So if you want to witness, if a Christian want to witness God's characteristics.We need to show God's, all the God's love.
今天这边的故事就是告诉我们有一个很好的品格，在一个孩子跟神要见这个孩子教导我们的事情。
Today's story is to show God's love from a boy.
所以我要你们都把圣经打开了，好不好？尤其是这个年轻人。
Please open your book to the book of John, chapter 6.
In 你们翻的时候，我想问你们一件事情。耶稣是在十字架上，他是一个祭物，对不对？
As you turn to the book, let me ask you a question.God, Jesus died for us on the cross, so he is a sacrifice. This is right.
这里面提到了犹太人的逾越节禁了。
Here it is mentioned that
在第四节
in verses 4, the Jewish Passover feast was near.
那你们知道什么叫逾越节吗？
Does anybody know what is Passover?
逾越节就是为了纪念这个以色列的神耶和华把以色列人带出埃及的一个节庆。
Passover is a holiday in memory of God's lead from the Jewish people from Israel from Egypt.
Out of Egypt. 所以你们知不知道他们最后一天要离开的时候，他们神给他们做了一件事情是什么事情吗？
Do you know what did they do the last day before they left? They went out of Egypt.
你们知道了举个手好不好？
Anybody knows? Please raise your hand.
他是不是要神要击杀埃及的长老长子？
Is that the God is going to kill the firstborn son?
是不是还记得神要他们杀一个羊羔？
So they will kill a lamb.
然后叫他们把羊羔的血涂在门楣上。
And put the blood on the door.
In front of the door.
In front of the door.
Above the top. 那么这个我们当时说这个叫做逾越节的吃羊羔是为了纪念神带领以色列人出了埃及。
So this Passover in memory of God lead Israel out of Egypt.
那么所以犹太人吃羊羔是为了纪念他们的拯救。
So Jewish people eat the lamb.In memory of their salvation.
如果你看荧幕上现在是不是有讲到一个叫 Passover， 一个叫 Easter， 是不是一个叫复活节，一个叫逾越节
？So you know there's a Easter, there's a Passover, and there's a Easter.
你们看到什么叫做逾越节，什么叫做这个复活节的差别
？So what is different between the Passover and the Easter？
一个是用羊羔纪念做取代啊，神带领以色列民出埃及成为一个拯救，用着羊羔。
One is to use a lamb to be memory of God lead of the Israel out of Egypt.
那复活节就是神用耶稣当成祭物把我们拯救出来。
Easter is God used Jesus as a sacrifice for our salvation.
所以逾越节到复活节，这是一个很大的转变。
So from the Passover to Easter, it's a big change.
我问你们，孩子们，我们以色列人神带以色列人出了埃及，这一群人有没有永远的活下去。
So I ask you a question. The people were led by God of Egypt. Did they live forever?
他们没有，他们都会死掉，对不对
？They did not. They passed away.
但是耶稣让我们过的这一个祭物，造成的这个复活节呢，却告诉我们，信的人就有永生。
But the sacrifice.Jesus' sacrifice on the cross is to let us know that whoever believes in him will have eternal life.
所以你看看这个 PowerPoint 上面，它是不是讲一个羊羔一直到什么复活的基督，对不对
？So if you look at the PowerPoint, it is from the lambs to the living sacrifice.
这里面谈到的祭物，就是从羊羔的这个祭物变成无饼鳄鱼的祭物，再成为耶稣的祭物，到最后成为信徒的活祭。
So it is from the lambs to the five loaves and fish, and to Jesus Christ to the living sacrifice.
所以逾越节到复活节。有一个很大的一个变化，就在这一个图表里面看到。
So it is a big difference from the Passover to the Easter.
这一个五饼二鱼是耶稣出来传道两年半左右的时间。
So the five loaves and two fish, this happened after Jesus started preaching in 2.5 years.
这个喂饱五千人是四本福音书都有写的事情。
So this story was mentioned in four books.
这一个逾越节过完以后，下一个逾越节是耶稣要做什么事情
？So after this Passover, what happened to Jesus for the next one?
你们知道耶稣过了这个逾越节，下一个逾越节他就是怎么要做什么事吗？
Do you know what he did for the next Passover?
可不可以告诉我
？Anybody?
他就要上十字架。
He's going to be on the cross.
所以这是耶稣在地上最后一个逾越节。
So this is the last Passover for Jesus.
他还活着过逾越节。
When he was on earth.
然后隔一年，他就成为逾越节的祭物了。
So next Passover, he became the sacrifice for Passover.
所以在这里面，耶稣在玛利亚跟他高脚他的鞋的时候，最后一个礼拜的时候，他说：“你们传福音要纪念这事，要纪念这个妇人所做的事情。”
So this happened after
Mary
anointed him, and then the
last week of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Before
he died on the cross.
Yeah. 所以同样的。这耶稣借着这个五饼二鱼，要告诉我们什么叫做真实的祭物。
So Jesus was trying to tell us what is the real sacrifice from this story.
因为耶稣很少试验门徒的。
So Jesus seldom tested his disciples.
这里面的第六节，我们一起来看一下。
But look at the verses 6.
我们一起来念第六节好不好
Let's read it together.
来他说这话是要试验腓力他自己原知道要怎样行
He asked this only to test him for he already had in mind what he was going to do.
所以耶稣很少试验门徒在这里面他特别试验门徒
Jesus seldom tested his disciples butThis is one case.
因为神要门徒预备自己向耶稣所做的事情。
Because God wanted the disciples to prepare themselves to be like Jesus.
我们基督徒就是基督的跟从者。
So we are the Christians. We are disciples and followers of Jesus.
所以耶稣特别教我们要学他的样式的东西，这都是我们需要注意的。
So we need to be paying attention to this because Jesus wants us to be like him.
孩子们，你们有没有想过要像耶稣
？For the English congregation, have you ever thought to be like Jesus?
有没有想过
？Ever thought about it？
如果从来没有想到，只是说，哎，我认识耶稣，那么在这里面，耶稣邀请你想这件事情。
So if you ever thought about it, this is the opportunity that Jesus invited you to give it a thought.
因为耶稣在这里面，他这里面在第一节里面，这个故事里面提到了。这事以后，耶稣渡过加利利海，就是提比利亚海。
Because here it is mentioned that sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee.
这个提比利亚海，你知道他是在约翰福音耶稣复活以后他最后的一次显现就在这个地方。
Do you know that?Yeah, the Sea of Galilee is also the Sea of Tiberias. He showed himself after he died the first time. He showed himself.
他要升天以前最后一次的显现。
Before he went to heaven, this last time he showed to his disciples.
所以这个地方对他来讲有意义的。
So this place is meaningful to him.
约翰福音二十一章一节。
In the book of John, chapter 21, verse 1.
第一节我们来看一下好不好
Chapter 21, verse 1. Book of John.
约翰福音二十一章第一节。这些事以后，耶稣在提比利亚海边又向门徒显现，他怎样显现，记在下面。
Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias.
这里面就是很有名，他问耶稣三次你爱我的事吗
This is a story that Peter asked Jesus three times, love you.
耶稣在这里面把他所做的跟他不能继续做的事情就交给了彼得。
So here, Jesus handed over what he did and what he was going to do.
耶稣在他最后一次活着的逾越节里面，他照样把他的心意向着借着五饼而已，要向所有预备做活祭的基督徒说了同样的话。
So Jesus did the same thing in this story when he feed 5,000 people to show to his disciples his love and how to be sacrificed.
我们基督徒常常讲要献上当作活祭。
We all, as Christians, we often talk about to offer as living sacrifice.
耶稣在这边告诉门徒说，你们是要当作活祭，可是你们要知道怎么样当作活祭。
But here, Jesus was telling the disciples, you want to be the living sacrifice, and here is how.
我们经常讲五饼二鱼，说我们着重在那一个小孩子。
We often talk about the bread and the fish, we focused on the boy.
我们认为这个孩子把活祭的原则说出来。
We think that the boy showed that the principle of the living of the sacrifice.
那就叫做信心。
And it's a confident.
Faithful. 但事实上不止这些。
But it is more than that.
借着最后一次逾越节，耶稣基督的教导，要把整本旧约律法书整个连在一起，跟生命他的复活的生命连在一起。
From this last Passover, Jesus explained all the laws. He put them together and showed to his disciples.
孩子们把头抬起来。Children, lift your
hand. Raise your head.
我想问你们，你们知不知道律法的总结就是什么？
Do you know the summary of the laws?
或者我问你们，十诫里面有没有提到跟神关系的事情？
Is it anywhere mentioned in the
Ten Commandments?
Ten Commandments?
Any relation, personal relation with God?
The relationship with God.
所有的律法的总结是，其实是爱神、爱人、爱神部分跟爱人如己的这部分。
The summary of the laws is to love people as God's love.
神在这里面把律法借着这个他自己，他要把真实的什么叫做爱神，和爱人如己连在一起。
He showed and explained that how to love God and how to love people.
你们知道爱神是向着神，爱人是向着人。
But to love God is to look up to God, and for to love people is
when we say to love God is actually put our eyes focus on God. When we say we love people, that means we put our eyes and focus on people.就是对神的时候，我们爱神就是看着神，我们爱人就是实在是看着人。
We love God, we focus on God.
所以在这里面，你看到耶稣试验这些门徒有没有通过试验
？Well, here we can see Jesus test the disciples. Did they pass the test?
他第一个问腓力。
First, he asked Philip.
他问腓力，如果这四福音书去看的时候，有一些对话。他问腓力的意思说：“你有没有吃的？你有没有吃的东西可以喂这些？”然后，这是第一句。Have you any food to feed them?
He asked Philip, "Do you have any food?" This is mentioned in all the four books.
四本福音书，其他的四本福音书。
In John and in other book.
然后在这里面，他说：“我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？”
Also, he's asking, where do we buy the loaves to feed these people?
事实上，耶稣在这里面，这约翰福音这里写的东西，事实上，并不真正的是神要腓力去注意那个饼有多少饼的问题。
What is mentioned here is not to ask Philip to focus on the bread.
耶稣问说，这些人没有东西吃，他要把他眼睛先放到人的身上的需要。
So he's asking, they don't have enough to eat.So he wants to focus on the people.
所以腓力一看到那么多人的时候，他看到这个需要太大了，不可能。
Philip looked at 5,000 people. He saw it was impossible to feed.
但是神在这边，腓力犯了一个错误，他注视的是人的需要。
Philip made a mistake here. Is he made a mistake because he focused on the.And the human's need.
他看到人，他看到病。
He saw people and he saw the shortage.
这两个东西在他脑袋里面，他认为是人就是病，病就是人。
They thought they are one thing.
神要他看更多一点。
So God wanted him to look further.
所以祭物的分辨，第一个就是。祭物注视的是什么
？So here, to distinguish the sacrifice, the first thing is, what is the focus?
这个神要腓力，真正的是问腓力，试验他到底你看到一些状况的时候，你有没有想到神
？So God, Jesus here asked Philip.Actually, he was testing him for this kind of situation. Did he think of God?
如果你没有想到神，你就是想到目前的状况。
If you don't keep God in mind, so you only focus on the current issue.
神要腓力想到你。心里面在思考一些事情，注视一些东西的时候，也能够注视到神。
Jesus wanted Philip to focus on God. In the meantime, he focused the people's need.
耶稣之所以能够成为父神的见证，因为他心里面有父神的形象在他脑袋里面。
Jesus became the witness of God Father because he has God's image in his heart.
所以当在这里面有神要着腓力去想的东西的时候，他要腓力能够想到，其实在人不行，在神都是可以的。
So what he really meant for Philip is to ask to let him know that it is possible with God, but it is impossible with human beings.
所以我现在第一个总结就是，注视你的对象就引导我们，你注视什么，你的心思念就被引导到什么水平。
To summarize, the first one is what you think of, what you will be focusing on.
The focus meet the level of your view. 其实你注视什么，事实上就代表你心思意念在看到什么东西。
So what you focus on represent what your mind is.
那么安德烈来了。
Here comes Andrew.
安德烈说了以下面的话，他说：“我这里有一个孩子，这个孩子呢。”有五个饼，两个鱼。
So he spoke up, Here's a boy with five small barley loaves and two small fish.
安德烈看到了有愿意的人，那么他也看到这个人给提供一些东西。
So here Andrew saw one person and also he saw what he could provide.
所以这一个安德烈呢就停在这边，他问了下面一句话说
So Andrew stopped here and asked a question.
他说只是分给这许多人还剩下什么东西，还算什么，意思就是说我这些东西为这些人就只能为一点点人而已。
He asked how far would they go among so many.
所以安德烈停在这边，这就是安德烈也没有注意到，其实他们的心思意念在碰到任何事情的时候，他要开另外一扇窗户，想到有神。
So this is where he stopped. He didn't go any further to think of Jesus.
所以今天我谈到基督的分辨的时候，我其实我想第一个要分辨的就是说，祭物呢要分辨你的对象，你献祭的对象是谁。
So today we are talking about a distinguished sacrifice. One thing I'd like to emphasize is who you are going to offer.
所以如果你看那个 PowerPoint 的时候，第一个题目就是什么是你的专注点。
So if you look at the PowerPoint, the question is what is your focus?
第二个呢就是在这个孩子的身上。
Second thing is from this boy.
当神问这句话的时候呢，所有的人呢，这个孩子很简单，他就反应他有什么就拿什么过来。
When God asks this question, this boy's reaction is very simple, just to bring what he has.
这个孩子呢有三种一种态度。
And he has three attitudes.
他呢把这个东西全部交给这一个安德烈。
One choice is to give all he had to Andrew.
我们感觉我们没什么力量，尤其是感觉我们是小孩子，我们什么都不能做。
So we feel we are powerful. We are not able to do it.
我们感觉我们的年龄大了，我们也什么都不能做。
And sometimes we feel we are older, so we are not able to do it.
这个东西就会拦阻神做事。
So this will inherit God's work.
This will be stop or interfere the work of God. 所以在这里面，一个愿意的心很重要。
So here it's very important to have a willing heart.
什么叫做尽心尽意尽性尽力爱主你的神。
So what is that to serve the Lord with all your heart and to love him, to serve the Lord and all yours with all your soul.
在这里面神让我们把律法的总结跟活祭连在一起。
Here God put them together, the summary of the laws and the sacrifice.
第一个愿意的心就是
First one is a willing heart.
这个就是尽心
is to serve God with all your heart.
所以神在这边解释什么叫做尽心。 律法的总结实践里面，这就说出来了。第二个，神要提到借着五饼二里面，他教导我们这个孩子还有另外一个心，他把这些东西拿给安德烈，他深信这些东西呢，他可能只吃几个，但是这个东西呢可以分给很多的人吃。
The second thing it was shown here is that this boy believed that he bring all this to Andrew, that he will have some and keep some.
他一个慷慨的心在神面前里面，神就可以把这个慷慨的心呢扩大。
So, he will show his generous heart to God.
然后神就可以用这样子的心把一件奉献，一个活祭扩大。
And God can use this as a good example for a sacrifice.
God can powerfully use this heart, really general heart. 所以在这里面呢，这一个孩子让我们看出神可以用这一点点对他的信心，他可以把这一个东西成为一个很大的祝福。这就是尽信尽义爱主。
From here, this boy can see that he will be blessed from what he did.
Love Lord with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. 尽心尽意，这就是 how we God want to use this, the second heart. Is that a little bit fake heart? God can use it and manipulate and manipulate.Is as a powerful blessing. Which we love the Lord, all our mind and all our soul. That's the second.
The third one.
就是神当人愿意去做这些事的时候呢，有一件心的时候呢，神把他赐下祝福以后呢，他还叫众人去怎么样，把剩下的东西全部收起来。
Third one is God asking people to put all the leftover, gather all the pieces that are left over after the eat.
神不只是叫他们回收这些东西，在这个之前，还曾叫众人都一排一排的坐下。
Not only he asked them to collect, gather the pieces, leftover pieces. Before that, he told them.Sitting rows by rows.
这荒野上的五千人是什么样的人呢？
So what are these people? The 5,000 people?
在第一节里面，在第二节里面，我们一起来看。
Look at verse 2.
这里面第二节说，有许多人因为看见他在病人身上所行的神迹，就跟随他了。
And great crowd of people followed him because they saw the miraculous signs he had performed on the sick.
这些人所看到的，为什么会跟随他、跟随神呢？是因为他看见神耶稣在病人身上所行的事情、神迹。
The people followed him because they saw the miracles he did on the sick, people.
腓力注视的是盐，安德烈。注视的是真的进入到有这些东西，但是神在这边面对这五千人，这五千人所注视的是什么？下一个神迹。
So Philip focused on the people, on the number of people, on the huge crowd, and Andrew focused on the food they had available. So what are the 5,000 people? They focus on the next miracle.
所以这些人的注视里面有没有神？他们的注意的焦点有没有神
？But when they turn their focus on these things, is God there?
的注目的焦点都没有神。
Unfortunately, they did not focus on God.
你说神迹不是神自己吗？
Are the big miracles performed by God himself?
Is miracle represent God himself? 神迹是不是就是神的自己？在这里面，神要耶稣要借着最后一次的逾越节，教导真正想跟随他的人，真正想做活祭的基督徒。
Jesus wanted to use this last Passover to teach the disciples, the people who really wanted to follow him.
一个真实献祭的人，不是外面的跟随，乃是心里的跟随。
People who really wanted to
Christ-like
is not to follow him, is to follow him in his heart.
It's not to follow him by outside, it's actually following him inner, inside or inside heart. OK, 所以在这里面呢，神就借着这一个最后一个逾越节教导我们什么叫做活祭，什么叫做律法。
So here, Jesus used his last Passover to show us what is commandment and what is law.
律法跟这一个
Living sacrifice.
所以这两个东西呢，一个是要爱神爱人，尽心尽力尽意尽性爱神爱主你的神。
So one is to love God with a willing heart, and serving heart, and faithful heart.
Love Lord, serve Lord, all by our
heart and soul.
So my strength. Okay, thank you. 所以像这些东西就把我们带到从这一个律法的东西呢。神就把他带到一个活祭，事实上就是我们被律法真正的耶稣不是来废掉律法，而是成全律法。所以耶稣来把律法成全了，这一个新的生命就在我们这里面，借着耶稣这个祭物，这一个就被成全了，成就实现了。
So he's using his example of the living sacrifice to explain the laws in the book. The laws and the commandments.
律法跟这一个 living sacrifice.
Living sacrifice.
孩子们，我想问一件事情啊。这一个孩子，他在碰到这一件事情的时候，他拿出了三种态度来面对。
So here, when this boy in this situation, he had three choices.
他有一个愿意的心，他有一个对神有一个愿意的心，对神有一个信心，对神有一个决心。
He has a willing heart and a faithful heart and
determination.
所
以，今天我想跟孩子们，你们把头发再抬起来，好不好
？Please raise your hand.
我问你们一个故事，你们告诉我这个故事哪里错。
I'm going to tell a story here, and you can tell me what is wrong with the story.
有一个人，他想成为耶稣的见证人。
So there's one person he wanted to be the witness of Jesus.
他住在一个山村里面。He lives in a village.
Remote area.
Village. 那么有一天，那一边这个洪水泛滥。
And there was flood one day.
我相信你们有人听过了这个要讲的这个例子。
Some of them may have heard this story.
那这一个人呢是一个基督徒。
This person was a Christian.
那这个基督徒呢看到天上根本就没有一点云，没有下雨。
He saw there were cloud in the sky, no sign of rain.
但是村子里面的广播器呢，已经告诉他说，说你们要搬迁啊，像马英九要发布紧急命令一样啊，也必须要搬迁了。
But the announcement in the village was to let them move out.
那这一个人看看就想说，这个广播大概是开玩笑的。
He thought it was a joke.
所以呢，他就什么都不做，别人就开始搬东西了。
So he didn't do anything while other people are moving their car.
到了下午的时候，他看哎，开始下一点雨了。
In the afternoon, there was little rain.
那他想说这点雨算得了什么
？So he didn't care too much.
啊，那他就继续吃饭，然后就准备要休息了。
Just he did his, he went with his normal life.
那么邻居跟你讲说，哎，他们说山上下大雨，水要冲下来了。
The neighbors told him that there was big rain and the flood was coming.
他想想，我是基督徒啊，这一点小雨吓得了我的信心吗
？So he saw that he was a Christian.That he has a good faith.
Good faith to Lord.
To Lord.
他的风，他有一个清楚的那个注视在神身上。
Well, he focused on Lord.
也说大水泛滥的时候，当 great flood 的时候呢，神继续掌权，坐着为王。
So Lord will still be the king when there was a flood.
所以他说，我对神有信心。
Well, he had confidence.He had faith in Lord.
He focused on his faith on God. Okay, 那就是他这个本人的状态。然后呢，到了傍晚的时候，人家就开始有人搬走了哈。那天也慢慢黑了。那有人叫他赶快走，他就不走。哎，决定要做神的见证人。
So when it was evening time and it was dark, so other people were moving. He decided to stay to.To be the witness of God.
然后呢，水开始诶，到了晚上要睡觉的时候，什么水有一点进来了。
And then before they went to bed, the water went to his house, his room.
他想想，这个就是有水，神也保护他的性命。
So he saw that God will protect his life, even with the flood.
所以他就继续睡他的觉。
So we continue with continue sleep.
因为他深信基督徒一定在神的保护底下。
Because he believed that he was under God's protection.
所以呢，他睡到一半的时候，突然感觉床凉凉的。
Was in midnight, he felt cold. He felt water in his bed.
那么他突然看见水呢涨到他床上来了
and water went up to his bed
那所以他就把那个床呢那个椅子就站上去他站在高处上
so he stood up in a higher place
然后他就祷告
and pray
他说主耶稣啊我是你的见证人我要为你做见证基督徒一定在神的保守底下
he prayed that
So he prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he
prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he
prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he
prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he prayed,
he prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he prayed,
he prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he prayed,
he prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he prayed, he prayed,搬家，在你们搬离，请你们把这个大叫一声，让我来救你。
So please give me a shot. So since we were evacuated.
那这个人讲说，他这个人就向外面讲说，你们走吧，我会留下来。我是基督徒，蒙神保守的人。
So he told them, so you may go. Since I'm a Christian, I will be protected.
他心里面有注视神。
But he focused on God.
然后水来了。
And the water was getting higher and higher.
他必须把屋顶打开，跑到屋顶上去了。
He has to went up to the roof.
他在那边然后有一辆直升机来了。
And there was a helicopter came.
直升机来，广播说你我现在把救生圈丢给你，你把你自己绑起来，我把你带离屋顶。
So they use loudspeaker to let him down.Let him know that they were going to help him to lift him up to the helicopter.
这一个人讲说，为主做见证是荣耀的事。
So he thought it was a glorious thing to witness to God.
以斯帖说，死就死吧。If God want me die, I die. 所以。这个大水呢，就把这个人呢，基督徒呢，连房子连人就冲走了。
So they were washed away by the flood.
耶稣是神的祭物。
Jesus is the sacrifice of God.
他是活的祭物。
It's a living sacrifice.
他不是死的祭物。
It's not a dead sacrifice.
出逾越节的那个祭物是羊羔，是死的。
The lamb for the Passover was a dead sacrifice.
所以这个复活节的耶稣是一个活的祭物。
The Easter for Easter, Jesus was a living sacrifice.
神要一个活的祭物。
God wants a living sacrifice.
你我就是活的祭物。
You are both of us are the living sacrifice.
这里面这一个基督徒到底问题出在哪里？
So what is the problem with this Christian?
小你听了，你们刚刚听了，你感觉 what's wrong with that Christian?
So anybody, what's wrong with this with that Christian?
He didn't realize that it would be better for God if he was a living sacrifice.
姜老师说，因为他误解了神，因为神事实上，希望他是一个活的一个祭物，是一个有信心的祭物啊，是一个活的，不是一个死的祭物，是不是这样子 ？OK， 还有没有 ？Zach， Jeremy， Kevin。What's wrong with the Christian? Johnson?
God sent you all these warnings and all this help. He ignored them.
Yes. 也就是说，神有没有要帮助他成为一个活的祭物？有，神给他警告。送远送船送广播送直升机，哪一个人有那么好命啊？
The God was trying to help him to be a living sacrifice, and he sent the people the bowl and the helicopter.
他误解了什么叫做活祭。
He misunderstood, he misinterpreted the living sacrifice.
活祭就是神的祭物。
Living sacrifice is God's sacrifice.
不是神。
Not God himself.
我再讲一次，祭物活祭就是神的祭物。
Sacrifice, living sacrifice is God's sacrifice.
你不是神。You are not God. 一部是神。耶稣之所以能成为神的祭物，是因为他把主权交给神。
Jesus became the sacrifice of God because he submitted his sovereignty to God.
腓力、安德烈失败。
Philip and Andrew, they failed the test here.
因为他们没有神。
Because they didn't focus on God.
他们心中只有自己的谋算。
They only focus on their only planning.
他们认为他们是跟随神的人。
They thought they were disciples of God.
但是他身上跟那五千人仍然是差不了多少。
But they are not much different from those 5,000 people.
真正的祭物是谦卑顺服。
The real sacrifice is to be humble and to follow God.
上一次我们谈到读经之人的分辨。
Last time we mentioned about to distinguish the Bible reader.
那么我们用了希伯来书里面。希伯来书第四章跟第五章。
We use the verses in Hebrew, chapter 4 and 5.
我们翻到希伯来书好不好？最后一次。第希伯来书的第五章。
Hebrew, chapter 5. Which one?
第五章的第十一节。
Verses 11.
第十二节。
12.
第十三、第十四。
13, 14.
希伯来说，这是我们上一次谈到读经之人的分辨。今天我们谈的祭物之人的分辨，祭物跟读经都是有共同的原则。同样的问题在发生着。我们 We have the same problem. No matter how we distinguish the Bible reader, true Bible reader, or we try to distinguish the living sacrifice. The same problem rooted in our natural being. 我们有相同的问题，天性的问题，在我们根植在我们这一个人天然人里面。这一个天然人里面，犹太人用了几千年都没办法克服，同样这些事情仍然没有办法。It's a same situation in the rooted problem happened in the ancient Israel. It's also happened in modern world because that's nature being. 在这里面提到了十一节，我们一起把十一节念一下来。论到麦基洗德，我们有好些话，并且难以解明，因为你们听不进去。停在这边。
We have much to say about this, but it's hard to explain because you are slow to learn. 11.
是，这里面听不进去，英文是叫 slow to learn。那么事实上，在希腊文里面意思就是你们像硬土，我们像硬土。
In Greek, like the you, we are like
rock,
hard rock.
我们像一个硬石 rock.
So we are like a hard rock.
这就是真正的问题。
This is a real problem.
弟兄姊妹，今天我谈到这个小孩子，这个孩子有三颗，虽然年轻，但是他们有愿意的心，他们有愿意拿出信心，那么他们愿意这个遵照神的话去做。这五千年最后经过这些事情，都学习到。
So today we from this story we have learned from this boy that he has three hearts.A full willful heart and trust and faithful heart and serving heart. Hope, this is what we can learn from today's sermon.
这个五饼二鱼我们经常没有注意到，其实这是神耶稣基督最后一个在逾越节的教导。
We often ignore this, the true meaning of this story. Actually, this is the last teaching from God for the Passover.
如果我们要见主面，做父母的，临死之前，给孩子最重要的教导是不是最重要？
Before we go to see God, the teaching, well, what is the last teaching to the to your children?
同样的，逾越节的教导，我们待会要领圣餐，这就是神的基督。
The teaching we have to tell to your children is as important as what God. Showed us in this story.
我们神启示我们什么叫做祭物。
The God reminded us what is sacrifice.
他存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
He's willing and faithful and obey God and died on the cross.
To the death.
His death. His death.
我想我今天的信息。给孩子们，我想为你的求，请你们记得刚刚我讲的那一个基督徒的事情。
I hope you remember the story of that Christian.
他想做祭物。
He wanted to be a sacrifice.
他扮演，他不知道什么叫做神的祭物。
But he didn't know what is a God's sacrifice.
我们要成为灵工。
Want to be.House.
我相信求神圣灵是在帮助我们一天一天生命能够注视在神心里有神。
We ask God, Holy Spirit, to help us focus on God, and we have God in our heart.
I'll give it.
Let's bow our head and pray.
Father, we thank you for.You sent your beloved Son to us to die for our sin. The sin we had before, we now has, and we will have. Lord, I thank you for such unconditional love and such powerful love. May the Holy Spirit help each of us in the Holy Temple here today, in this morning.Bring and draw our heart near to you. We thank you for the last, the lesson in your last Passover you teach us. May our heart be humbled by the truth of the word you told us and you teach us. 主耶稣，我们谢谢你。你把你自己的独生爱子父神，谢谢你把你独生爱子赏赐给我们，为我们过去现在跟未来的罪都洗净，这样子无条件的爱，一个有功效的爱临到我们这人身上。求你也求你借着今天你在五饼二鱼所教导我们明白什么叫祭物，圣灵能够帮助我们，使我们的心更加的谦卑在你面前，而且更深的来接近你，听我们的祷告，帮助我们以下聚会的时间，好让我们知道怎么样来纪念奉主耶稣基督的名求。
阿门。